Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I'm so glad to be back before you once again, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor for all he has done and what he is doing. He is doing what he promised to do. I thank God and praise God that you are well, your family is well, and that the Lord is still keeping you. He's still holding you up. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Anointed Word Ministry. And I want to let you know that you can hear the Word of God on this Block Talk radio station Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 10 p.m. You can hear the true Word of God. I promise you, the Word of God. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 p.m. You can also listen to Ola Starling's Ministries on YouTube at olastarlingsministry.com. You can hear that broadcast, praise God, from Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. on those days, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. YouTube, olastarlingsministry.com, 6 to 7 p.m. You can also listen in to Pastor Ola Starling's Ministry on the Podbean, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. You can hear the Word of God. I thank God, praise God, for those doors that have been opened. I thank God, praise God, for all that he's doing, and I can only give him the glory. It is not by my doing. It is by his action. And I thank God. If you would like to send in your prayer request, you may send your prayer request to olastarling@gmail.com. If you have a prayer request, you may send it to olastarling@gmail.com. You be blessed. Now pray, praise God. I will make those announcements before the end of this broadcast. But tonight, praise God, I just want to say I thank God for being here once again. Thank God, praise God, for loving me enough to continue to keep holding me up. Praise God, I thank God, praise God, for what he's doing in my life. I thank him for what he's done in my life. And I thank God, praise God, that you, praise God, will continue, praise God, to hold on to God's hand. We're in a time right now, people of God, people of the world, that these are changes coming. But you must, praise God, seek God for everything. Hold on to God. Know, praise God, that you must. This is the time, people, that we must know and be acquainted with God. Be acquainted with God. Know him. Don't just say you know him. Know him, praise God, because your faith is going to be tested. Your faith will be tried. Praise God. You got man now want to play God. You see, this is not God's doing. This is man's doing. You must understand that God, the devil has a plot, but God got a plan. God has a plan for man's life. Did not he tell us in his word, I have a plan for your life? You see, anything the devil does, anything God does, the devil wants to come in and cause conflict or try to cause, praise God, some kind of distraction. But you must understand one thing. God is not, I don't care how many vaccines they put out. I was sending, what you got to start doing, praise God, people of God, start praying and sending that mess back to the one that put it out there. Return it back to the devil. Return it back to Foose. Return it back to Gates. Return it back to the lab that it was produced in. Nobody bought that. They sent it. They bought it. This is man's evil deed. They are trying to manipulate the masses. They're trying to get rid of the masses. They want to depopulate. They are not God. And we need to start using the power that the Lord left for us to use and put them back where they belong, in the den. In the den. They're trying to use their power to frighten you and frighten us. But God got the last say so of everything. What they're trying to do, they got to give an account of God. They did not create man. But they want to put something out there to make you think it's okay, never been tested, don't know where it come from, don't know if you're allergic to it, don't know if it may, but they know to kill you, though. They know where to annihilate you. They know to get rid of you. That they know. Everything you do, you must seek the Lord. This is why he said, in all thy ways, you acknowledge me. You see, man trying to manipulate and depopulate, but God is going to come through and move the devil off his throne. We sitting back looking at them while they're having a party playing Russian roulette with our lives and our family lives, our children, our future. It is not for them to decide this. You must understand, God has the last say so. But if you're not seeking him, you don't know this. The devil want to fear you, put fear in you. But the word of God says, I have not given you. I didn't leave you with a spirit of fear. I left you with a spirit of a sound mind. I left you with a spirit of a sound mind. Because perfect love casts out fear. They want to put something in you that they know what they put in there is not for you. They know that. They know it's not for the human being. They know this. But man has always tried to outsmart God. Always. But as you can see, they never win. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your work to be tried by the fire. But if you stand for God, he'll stand for you. You must trust him in everything. Everything. Whatever they try to send to you, return it back to them. Return. The Bible says you got the spirit of return. Return it back to the devil. Turn it back to the one that sent it to you. Send it back to their household. Send it back to their family. Return it back. And it's not supposed to be, and people don't want it, return it back. You must learn to use, this is the time, praise God. God has given us a chance, praise God, to trust him, to show that you know him, to show, praise God, that you believe him. God is just waiting for some people that believe that he can do the impossible. He's able. The same God that sent, praise God, and returned, praise God, and had, praise God, Pharaoh said, let my people go, Pharaoh. Leave him alone. Let him go. Oh, no, Pharaoh wanted to show he was the man. Yes, but all God needed was one to go and tell the people, I'm sending you a deliverer. God is sending a deliverer. People of God, the word of God, you must learn to trust God. Now, if you don't know God, you have nothing to trust. They got us, praise God, in a bubble. But did you not hear what the word said? God said in his word, if I don't show him, if he don't, not man, if he don't show him the day, there will be no flesh saved. He didn't say man. He didn't say gate. He didn't say Fusi, whatever his name is. They want to try, they want to experiment. It's all control. That's what it is. Control. But the Lord says, he said, he was showing the days, not man. They're not God. They're the sons of Satan. You're going to tell and try to sit up and cut life, and you didn't even make life, and God gave you what you got. Don't know the danger that you're in. The word of God said, what you do to the least one of mine, you do unto me. It was better if you put a brick around your neck and just jump on off in the sea somewhere. It would be better if you did that than to touch one of my little ones. You don't know who God is, who belongs to them. All you know, you just want to put your name out. You want a big-time name. You hungry for power. People, God is your trust. God is your way out. Hallelujah. He can throw, they can throw, praise God. King Nebuchadnezzar threw the three boys into the fire of the furnace. But they came out, no smoke, no burn on that coal. Seven times hot in the furnace. Daniel came out the lion's den. You got to believe God. God is looking for believers right now with the impossible. The impossible. Praise God. Job told him, even if he don't bless me, I still know he's able to do it. I still believe God. My life. Why? He gave it to me. He the one did it for me. And the one that's trying to control you got to stand before God. Now what they going to do with their life? It is not man's idea, man's way, or God's way for man is to try to control man, to kill out who they want to kill out, annihilate, or get rid of, or cut down. Who told you that the world was overpopulated? What world did you make to know that? And you go praise God into some type of lab and make some mess to come out to give to people and then going to state to say the devil is a liar? The horrible effects you have after you take this junk? I'm not sick in any kind of way. Never even been to the hospital for a cold. Or the average person having children. But now you want to put something in people to cause them complications. So they can go so you can get rid of them. God is not going to let it happen. God, if you be God on the throne, the God of the universe, you got the last say. Hallelujah. Glory. The devil has always wanted to rule over God, people. And over God, praise God, part, praise God, always wanted to be like God. So man said, well, I'll tell you what, who's going to live and who's going to die. But you didn't know that you got a number one day, your number's going to be called. Yes, it will be called. And all this greatness you're supposed to be doing, the dirt. People living in fear. People living in fear because they don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to work, what's going to do. God, you got this. You got this. Man can have that day, but God got the last say. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just reminded, praise God. When the word came forth, the body said, praise God, every man work will be tried by the fire. You will see, praise God, is your fire, is your work, praise God. Is it, praise God, is it a fire? Is it a hay? Is it a paper? Is it a stubble? Which your works stand? Your works will be tried by the fire. It must be tried by the fire. But everything you do, you must do it with God in it and in front of it. Now, he said, if any man, praise God, builds up on his foundation, using gold, silver, precious, praise God, stones and wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest. God, you're looking for somebody that got crazy faith. Faith. The grain of a mustard seed. Faith. He said, I have given every man a measure of faith. Faith move God. Where is your faith? Faith move God. Faith move God. Not man, but faith move God. God is moved by your faith. For all the day shall what? Shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by the fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Your faith, your work should be tried by faith. It should be faith that moves God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, 12 and 13. And Paul preached this free gospel to the world. He preached it. He preached it, your work's going to be tried by the fire. He said, abounding in grace as God has revealed unto the person, and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ was joy, was in joy of his heart, and theme in his, and the theme that was upon his tongue. You must try God. Faith, move God. The Bible said, no man, faith without, did you hear me? Faith without faith, no man can move God. You can't move God without faith. You can't even please him. He said, no man can please me without faith. Faith, believe what you don't see. Faith is not what you see, it's what you don't see. That's faith. The world has already tried to figure it out. I got a plan. The devil got a plot. But God got a plan. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God. He said, if Paul was preaching, he went for preaching the word of God, letting people know, praise God. With God, you can do all things. Without God, you can't do nothing. You can't even have faith without it. Hallelujah. It was the gospel in the heart and with the gospel in his mouth that he went forth into different places as he was led by the blessed Spirit, preaching Jesus and salvation. God is not moved by vaccination. He's not moved by the election. He's moved by the word that go forth to touch souls and turn them around for salvation. He's moved by that. He's moved by what men preach the word of God to turn people to Christ. Salvation. The election is going to vanish. See, all this is going to vanish because none of it is real. It's all, praise God, temporal. We're here, praise God. This is the time we should be combing up the streets and the radios and the TVs and the everything, preaching the word of God. People are confused. They don't know what to do, where to go, who to turn to. But I tell you where to go. Go to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. And let him fight for you. He said it, praise God. I'll fight for you. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. I'm going to be right there. I've given my angels charge over you. We don't realize we have angels over us that we can talk to, praise God, that he has given them over us to watch over us, to protect us, to put the devil in his place. He said it in song. I've given my angels charge over you. He said any time, day, morning, noon, night, seconds, minutes, hours, years, days, months, weeks, I've given them charge over you. At least at any time, you should dash your foot against a stone. They shall raise you up. He said, that's right, sickness will come, but it won't come nigh you, because why? You got faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rambidio koshala. You got faith in God. What are you worried about? Why are you scared? Why are you frightened? The Bible said, don't fear the man that can just harm you, but fear the man that can destroy the body and the soul. And that man is Christ Jesus. He's calling us into repentance, desires that we be saved. He's not worried about election because he got his election. God has a day of election. He got an election, God's election. This election is to go out and preach the word in season, out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. Tell them the word comes to rebuke, to perk up, to root up, to correct. That's what the word comes for. People need to hear the real gospel. They don't need to hear the she say and the she say and the he say and the they say. God gonna bless you. God gonna bless you. God gonna want to bless you with salvation and eternal life. What? You want a husband? He said, I'll be your husband. Been mine for some years. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. You want to find everything but salvation? But the word says here the Holy Spirit accompanies the word with divine power, and many Gentile sinners, worshippers of idols and abhorred and said, was abandoned to every law. Were brought to what? To repentance towards Christ when they heard the truth. But it's going to profit you to gain this world and lose your soul. Know Jesus. Watch God. You can't trust who you don't know. Hallelujah. Your work will be tried by the fire. The stand is still stand. And after you have stood, stand anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the Most High. He said it, praise God. They was brought, praise God, to repentance towards God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, people know that the name of Jesus is powerful. They know this. But this is why they tell you not to speak. Too many speaking Jesus, things going to start to happen, but not in their favor. At the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee. Every sickness got to go. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Was named in the universe. Universal God. Yes, Lord. There's no demon, no sickness stand before him. We're going through because you don't know who name to call. We call it everybody name but Jesus. We call it everybody name but the Messiah. We call it everybody name but Yahweh. We call it everybody name but Yah. Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Praise God, you had to get in a position. See, when God, praise, people was going through, praise God, in Pharaoh's time, they knew who to call upon. They knew who to believe in. And they cried out, God heard that voice from the earth crying out to God. Here we crying out to everybody else but God. We crying out to each other. We crying out to the preachers, to the pastors, to the evangelists, to the pope. Praise God, to the prophets. All the, cry out to Jesus. He know your name. All he need is a willing vessel. A willing vessel. A willing vessel to say, yes, Lord. Your will be done in my life. Your will, God. Not mine, but thine. Not worried about what I want to do, God. What do you have me to do? Praise the Lord. We got to learn, praise God, to call on the one, praise God, that has our best interest, that has our life in his hand. And Paul is speaking here to not so much of the foundation which God has said and laid in Zion, praise God. What are we saying here? Is this. Your works will be tried. Who do you believe? Whose report will you believe? Who report? They've been lying to us from the beginning, and they're going to lie till they can't lie no more. 12 million people count the virus in 2 days. 12 million, 2 days. They lying about numbers. They lying about corona. They lying about cases. The world is filled with lies. Liars. Liars. False information. The only people you can believe right now is the Lord himself. There's one thing about God, he cannot lie. Man can sing a lie, well, let's tell a lie. Every time the media says that, people, oh, they said, oh, the media said, oh, and everybody has been paid to lie. And the one that want to be honest can't say nothing because guess what? They're going to catch it if they try to tell the truth. So what they can't do, if you can't beat them, they say, join them. Let me explain to you, this point for some people seem, praise God, to mistake Paul's meaning here. God has actually and truly of his own truth and good pleasure laid a foundation on which the church is to be built. Saying, praise God, we say this all the time, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. We can't say that about our churches today, because our churches are built up in hell. Lies, hypocrisy, tricks, dishonesty. If the church was built, praise God, in the way God said it to be, and the gates of hell couldn't prevail against it, there would be no chance the devil could never get a foothold in sanctuary. But he's up there bringing forth the word. Everything goes on into the house of God except seeking soul salvation. Now the churches are being locked. Now they're sitting around saying, oh, the government, no, it was you. You had the chance. You didn't do what God told you to do. Souls left you going on their way to hell. You never gave them real life and salvation. You never told them the truth. You never gave them God's word, not your word, but God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Foundation is his own dear son, the rock of ages. And against the church, he built on this foundation. The gates of hell shall never prevail against it. But when a minister preaches the free grace gospel, when he set forth the Lord Jesus Christ as only foundation of the church, then he lay his foundation ministerially. This is thus as the apostle says, a laborer together with God in 1 Corinthians, praise God, 3:9, for the same foundation which God laid in Zion. God laid a foundation. He laid instrumentally in a sinner's soul. God is only concerned about the soul of the man. He's concerned about the souls, people. That's it. He's not concerned about who got votes and who didn't, or how many cheated, or what a corrupt. He's not concerned. He says soul, because those souls that we're talking about, if they don't get it right in hell, they're going to lift their eyes. Votes or no votes. Vaccine or no vaccine. You're going to lift your soul up. You're going to lift it in hell. And there is no coming out. Praise God. With this glorious work hereby through Paul's preaching, sinners were saved. Preach the word so sinners can come to Jesus right now. Let them come to Jesus. Don't block them. Is he less than this? Is he less than that? Who cares? What are they going to do for you that the last one didn't do? The last one we had didn't do nothing for. God is your, hey, God is your president. What are they doing? Corruption, praise God, has been in election ever since there's ever been an election. Not one came through purified. Not one came through telling that they knew who Jesus was. What is it? Not one confessed. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't be in that, because guess what? There's nothing but corruption in there from the beginning. I don't care who don't get the seat. Ain't going to change my mind. I know who God is. What it gonna lead us to? They done took the prayer out of school. What we going to do? They don't want you to go to church. What we going to do? They don't want you on the street preaching. What we going to do? What they going to do for us? And like I say, too, they keep going, Trump can't do nothing. Trump got to give an account of his souls and his wrongdoing. The Bible says, what? Trust no man? For they all will deceive you. He said, there is nothing good that dwells in the flesh. Nothing good that dwells in the flesh. No good thing that dwelleth in the flesh. But Paul is saying here, praise God, you must get to work, and your works will be tried by the fire. God glorified and raised the splendor in the enemy of Satan. He could not bear to see glory. He could not bear to see the glory brought to God and salvation to man. The devil can't stand to see this. He don't want no glory to God, no, and bring your salvation to man. He don't want it. He'll do anything he can to stop it. But I want to let you know tonight, my friend, God got the last say of every matter. Hallelujah. If you can learn, praise God, to hold on to him, stand, praise God, and believe God for his work's sake, you will see something you could never, ever live down. God got the last say so. He said, I have a plan for your life. I did not come to do you harm, but I came to do you good. And he said, therefore he stirred up the erroneous of man to follow Paul and tracked in order to adulterate this precious gospel, praise God, by mingling it with sometimes the requirements of the spirit of the law and sometimes the text of heathen philosophy. We're dealing with heathen. Their philosophy. Sometimes we'll worship and volunteer. Humility. But the first was the case, praise God, with the church. The two latter was with the church of Colossae. God is all he's saying to you right now. All I want from you, all I want from you for Christmas, is souls to be saved. That's what I want. Say, if you what faith would you what? If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and what? Pray. Stop all the gear guys in the gat. Stop it. Start praying, seeking God. Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, what must I do to obtain salvation? What must I do to lead someone else to salvation, oh God? There's nothing left for salvation, people. Salvation is the only way out. That's what he's saying. Salvation, the believer in that city, was too well instructed to receive the Galatian gospel, for they were enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge, and came behind in no gift. And it was, and it appeared, praise God, that the preacher who followed Paul was some of them at least good men, and the apostle speaks of their ministerial works being brought, but they themselves being saved yet so as by the fire. See, gifts work without repentance. You had to repent for your gift to work. It worked without repentance. But working your gifts without the Holy Spirit, in hell you're going. Hallelujah. Therefore, in their ministry, did not seek to root up or to humiliate to get to connect with Paul's foundation. There they and Paul were fully agreed, but there were different about the superstructure. I have laid the foundation and another build thereon. That's what the word says. One water, one plant, but God gives the increase. People of God, people of the world, the fear has gripped this place. And people now doing in and everything, but the right thing to do is to get to know who Jesus is. Allow him to come into your life and save you and your household. You and your household. The only most important thing in this world right now is your soul salvation, your family's soul. That's it. But for God to fight for you, you must know who God is. God left us the blood of Jesus for our protection. But if you do not know who God is, it's not for your protection. He that has not the Spirit of God is none of mine. Know who this man is. There'll never be another one like him in this generation. In the world to come, never, never. This man is super, super, super awesome. You don't have him on your team, you don't have a winning team. I tell you, my friend, you don't know who Jesus is in the times to come. You are in trouble. Know who Jesus is. Seek after him. Seek to know him spiritually. Spiritually. He didn't leave us in this world bare. He left us a comforter. He left us protection. He left us angels. And he left us him. Because he said, praise God, the flesh, the word became flesh. Or the flesh became word. Meaning it was him. It is him that we speak about. It is him that we preach about. It is him that we tell you offer salvation. Salvation is free. Now, let me read you this and I'm ending. In the connection as example, and then let us see, praise God, what is the apostle meaning in this. Now, if any man build up on this foundation using gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be what? Made manifested. For the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Don't matter who you are, your works is going to be tried. And looking at these words, then, and attempting that the Lord may enable to open up and lay before our spiritual meaning, I share with God blessing and looking to him for strength in body, soul, and spirit, the endeavor to show what is the foundation which God has actually and truly laid in Zion, and the foundation which every true servant of God, hallelujah, lay ministerial in the church, the superstructure built upon the foundation, which may be either gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble. Or stubble. You must build your foundation on the word of God, in the belief of the word of God. Believe in God for his word's sake. Believe in him because he said so. The fire is tried. Every man's work for what it is. You want to go through? But with God you can go through and come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. When they threw the Hebrew boys in the fire, they wasn't worried. They were standing around up in the fire talking. Guess what? God was in the fire with them through digging the line then. You know those lions was hungry because back in those days, praise God, they fed human bodies to the lions, and they would rip them apart. But oh, but God, hallelujah, was in the den waiting on Daniel. And they slept in there together. And while they slept, the lions slept and allowed Daniel to use them as a pillow to lay his head on. Come on, Holy Ghost. You know who God is. He got you. You got to trust him. You must trust him with your life. He's the truster. He is the chief cornerstone. The builders rejected. I'm here to tell you today, my people, don't be afraid of man. Man, be not afraid of man. Well, what can man do unto you? When God is for you, what can man do unto you? Hey, God, Yalashaba, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Be not afraid, for I am with thee wherever I go. You got to learn to trust God. See, we need to show the devil that God's power is greater. That God's plan is better than his plot. Hallelujah. Pray. We need praying people. Intercessors, where are you? Intercessors, where are you? Intercede and return. Turn that demon back to his sender. Return it back to his master. Return it back to his lab. Return. Go back. The blood of Jesus, return it back for which it did come. God, I know you're able to do all things but fail. And Father, the unspeakable at your fingertips can do nothing but obey your word. Return back to the sender. Apollyon, return it back to the sender. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, praise God, for the word tonight. Praise God. The God is saying your works will be tried by the fire. Your works will be tried by the fire. But if you got God and he got you, you abide in the branch, he abide in the vine. So you hear you tonight, and I pray, praise God, this word is a blessing to you. And I pray, praise God, that you will tune in once again, praise God. We will do, praise God, we said, praise God, blogtalkradio.com. The broadcast is on a Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays, 10 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays. The broadcast on blogtalkradio.com, 10 p.m. You can also listen in, praise God, to Pastor Ola Stallings. Praise God with the Podbean on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Podbean. You can also listen in, praise God, or go in, praise God, and click on YouTube, OlaStallingsMinistry.com. And the broadcast time, praise God, it varies, but I would say it varies, praise God, from 6 to 7 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m., but it varies. But you can always go in to YouTube, OlaStallingsMinistry.com, and the word is there. If you pray, praise God, feel like you need to send in and praise God a prayer request, please feel free to send your prayer request to olastarling@gmail.com. olastarling@gmail.com. And at this time, I say to you, be blessed. May the Lord hold you up. Praise God. In the Lord Jesus.